So interesting. This case was huge in Mexico, and it is the death of Paulette Jabara. So Paulette was from Mexico. She was 4 years old at the time of her death, and she suffered from developmental disabilities because of when she was born. She was really, really light. They didn't know if she was going to make it, but she did. And unfortunately, because of that, she did suffer from developmental disabilities, and she was unable to talk or walk properly. She did go to like a normal school and stuff like that, but she needed like special help because she really just couldn't do these things on her own. She couldn't string together sentences. She could say like mom, dad, food, you know, small words, but she couldn't say sentences, and she needed assistance when walking. Before her death, Paulette went on a weekend away with her father, Mariko, and her 7-year-old sister to Valle de Bravo, I believe it's pronounced, just for the weekend. Her mother, Lizette, was not with them. She was on a weekend away as well, but she was in Los Cabos to meet up with a friend, and I don't know if I said that right. I tried googling how to say it, but I just can't get the grasp of it. It was later found though that Lizette was not actually having a weekend away with her friend. She was having an affair. So she was there to meet up with the person she was having an affair with. She had a weekend of partying and drinking, and both parties arrived back home on Sunday the 21st of March in 2010. Paulette arrived home at about 9 p.m. and soon after her mother was putting her to bed, she distinctly remembered giving her a kiss on the forehead before putting her to bed and then leaving the room. So the next morning, the girls' nannies, Erica and Martha, got Paulette's older sister ready for school, and then they waited with her until the bus came at around 7 a.m. At 8 a.m, they went to go and get Paulette ready for kindergarten, and that is when they discovered that she was missing from her bed. They looked everywhere. They looked in her closets and her bathrooms. They looked under the bed. When they couldn't find her anywhere in her room, they even went to check Mariko and Lizetta's bedroom, but she was nowhere to be found. When they couldn't find her anywhere, they got really worried. They went and told Paulette's parents, obviously, who kind of seemed unbothered by it, which was kind of strange. They didn't really do anything. They didn't help look, but Erica and Martha ended up searching the rest of the apartment building. They searched the elevators. They asked the security guards. They searched literally everywhere in this apartment building. No one had seen her, and they couldn't find her anywhere. So the police were called, and a forensics team was called, who then came to the apartment. Apparently they searched the apartment something like 5 times in the first day that they came there. Like, as they showed up, they searched the apartment like 5 times. They searched everything, everywhere, and they could not find Paulette anywhere. There were no signs of forced entry. There was no signs of struggle. It just kind of was like she disappeared into thin air. So because no one could find her and no one knew what happened to her, Paulette's parents turned to the media to get some coverage. They were a well-off family, and if a well-off family's daughter goes missing, people are going to take notice. So they turned to the media. They did countless interviews, especially Lizette, her mother, did a lot of interviews. Lizette was quoted in an interview saying that Paulette was an angel. She never cried. She never threw tantrums. And she also mentioned that the night that she disappeared, that nothing seemed off. The dogs didn't bark. They didn't hear any weird noises. Everything seemed normal. Nothing alerted them to the fact that maybe someone was in their house or someone was taking Paulette. Everything just seemed normal. These interviews basically put Paulette's face everywhere. She was all over the TV. She was on billboards. She was on newspapers. She was in magazines. She was everywhere. Everyone was talking about this case. It was huge. I think a lot of the reason that this case got so big is because, as I said, her parents were quite well off. Lizette was a lawyer. They lived in a luxurious apartment in a safe neighborhood. Like, it was meant to be safe. I have no idea. Like, nobody had any idea how she could have been taken. There was no signs of forced entry. But I feel like most of the reason is they were quite a well-off family. It was also really strange because despite her disappearance, there was never any ransom note or any ransom call to try and get money for the kidnapping of Paulette, basically. So this was something that a lot of people talked about. Everyone thought was really weird, as in, why would you kidnap a child and not try and get any money from it? So on the 27th of March, Lizette actually did another interview, and she did it in Paulette's room. She invited many news crews in to interview her while she was sitting on Paulette's bed. And the weird thing about this is, on the 31st of March, Paulette's body was found wedged in the corner of her bed. She was wrapped in her own sheets. She was found at the foot of her own bed, and it's just really strange that there were so many people in there, and there was